1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Glad to have with us as our morning show continues, Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert. It's always busy, regardless of the season, for the City Engineer's Office, and we're highlighting water projects here this morning.
Well, and we're in the midst of some high-level water projects here and have been for some time in the city of Emporia. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chuck and Ron. I'm doing well, thanks. How are you today?
We're doing all right so far, and thankfully the way it appears is, well, at least it appears that things have been going well on the planning side for one project and the construction side for another one. I wanted to start, Jim, with 24th and Prairie, because it really does appear that this is getting close to the short strokes and wrapping things up.
Yes, it is. I'll say all of the parents and administration of people that go to and from Village Elementary, they're going to be happy to hear that we're going to be opening up 15th Avenue at Prairie intersection here on Monday and switching over. And now the downside is that they're moving into the 12th Avenue intersection at Prairie Street, and that intersection will be closed beginning next week. But yeah, progress. There's probably a 3 weeks, give or take, of work there in the 12th Avenue intersection. And then once they get that connected over to a project that was first constructed going down 12th Avenue when I got here in about 2018, about a year after I was here, they'll tie onto that we had extended all the way down past Newman Regional Health. Yeah. And so get that put in place with that connection on the new main there, and then they'll fall back to the intersection at 18th and make the connection there, which is probably another 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and that project will be buttoned up and finished.
So we're looking here at what, maybe a month or two, roughly? 2 months, maybe, top end?
I would probably put it at a month and a half to two. I'd like to under promise and over deliver.
True. Gotcha.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You've been around.
You know the drill.
Before. That is for sure. So, you're right, Jim. There'll be a lot of happy parents and whatnot to opening up 15th. It seems like that has been shut down for a long time, and then it's on to 12th Avenue. So will that entire intersection be down then, Jim? How will that detour work around there?
It will be. We're going to have a media release coming out a little bit later today with that, the details on that and traffic impacts. And, it'll be a messy intersection. They've got to replace the cross connection that's out there. And there's a little bit of spaghetti work of infrastructure, existing infrastructure that's out there with our water lines, a sludge line, and then all of the other franchise utilities, gas and telecoms and stuff that are out there as well.
Okay.
Jim, I know that the benefits here with this and also the Southeast water main project, which is obviously teed up and about set to go here, and we'll talk about that here in more just a second. But the overall goal is really to improve water service across town and really water reliability. And given the fact that 24th and Prairie isn't quite done yet, but it's close, have you already seen the benefits of the work over the last almost full year?
Yeah, we have, because that project, while in totality it's not complete, it's been going online in portions or sections as the project progressed. So water began flowing from the treatment plant down underneath I-35 initially in one of the first phases that got there by, and I'm kind of going from memory here, I think it was by the end of the year of 24. Then they worked their way down to Jones Park Drive, which we have a 16-inch main that crisscrosses east-west across Jones Park, which is a very large transmission main for us. So making that interconnection then, I think that happened sometime in around February, And this past week, week and a half, they made the connection to the 16-inch main that's in 15th Avenue that goes east. That was the big thrust for the project was getting that online, because with the corridors through 15th, between 15th and 18th on Prairie, it was really tight with existing utilities. So the 105 or 110 year old 16 inch main, 19 teens vintage, they literally constructed this new 24 inch main in the same alignment. So they were pulling it out, that old 16, in some instances, as they were constructing the new 24. And for constructability, that's one thing, but for reliability of our system, that's a whole different thing, because as we ramp up with system demand, we had planned this project, it was a coordinated effort with a lot of departments and how we planned this and our consultant, that we needed that 24-inch main between 18th and 15th to be in service before we started ramping up for peak demand in the summer. And we've achieved that here as of the last week and a half. So that was a very big milestone for the construction project. And we're, we can kind of breathe a sigh of relief because we've got those redundancies connected on to our system delivering water into town,
Jim,
from the northwest side of.
Yeah, Jim, I have to ask you, considering, we've referenced here that the pipes that have been failing in Emporia, generally speaking, especially the last 7 to 10 years, have been in the, 80 to 100-plus-year-old range. Given that, are you surprised that the pipes really lasted as long as they have, before we really started seeing issues with the system dating back to 2017? Let's use that as a marker.
Well, and the materials that were constructed, the pipe that was taken out of service is cast iron. And there's a couple of things that weaken and fatigue cast iron pipe, or highly corrosive soils, and we have some of that throughout town with our clay soils, and then the other thing is that the joint system that's on that old pipe gave way occasionally here and there, and it was constructed at a time in which the rock bedding that we do with construction today wasn't used. So they were constructing the pipe 100 years ago and putting back the material out of the excavation trench right back in, so which was clay soil. And if you've ever looked around your basement foundations and in dry times of the summer, and you see that shrink, and then other times it's swelling, it's putting pressure and moving the pipe a little bit. So over 100 years, it can have a little bit of influence and a little bit of a dynamic on the service life of the pipe. So but very pleased that it's lasted this long, because generally the industry kind of tells us that you ought to expect 70 to 80 years service life out of that type of material. So, we got a good 20, 25, 30% additional service life out of it. And in some, a lot of instances, if you look at the pipe that's been pulled out, it's sitting over there in our 18th, our lot over there on 18th and Prairie. It's not in too bad a shape in a lot of instances, but all it takes is a crack here and there and a rupture happens. So PVC, we're happy to put PVC in, and that'll have a good 100-year service life.
Well, and it's obviously a larger pipe, too, but I just have to say, you did a great job explaining that, by the way, Jim.
Thank you, yeah.
But, if you've got 100 years on these pipes, I don't care what they were made out of. That is a pretty darn good lifespan.
Yep.
I think the city of Emporia got their bang for their buck on that one, so...
We try to be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollar.
Always have, I guess. All right, Jim. We shift from 24th and Prairie to Southeast, 12th and Garfield to the Southeast Water Tower. Really tentatively speaking, what are we looking at for timelines for getting excavation underway?
So we've got a pre-construction meeting with our contractor coming up within a couple of weeks. And we'll know a little bit more about their schedule. But what we're hearing is, I think, a June start at this time. Don't hold me to that. But that's kind of, we're kind of working through those details as they finish up other projects and get started. We have, I want to say, a range for them to start within the contract. It was, I think, the 1st of May all the way to the end of June, so sometime within that window. And the contract itself is like 265 or 275 working days. And you run that out, and I think you do the math, and if you neglected weather days throughout the year, I think it comes up to about 13 months. But we know we're going to hit periods like we did this past January, and you know, the contractor's just not going to be able to work. So it's probably going to be a 14 to 15 month calendar construction project. We'd be happy if they could finish it early, but I would say, again, kind of under promise and over deliver is kind of what we like to do.
So what exactly will be taking place with this project, Jim?
So it is a 20-inch main that runs, it starts at Garfield and 12th Avenue, and like I mentioned earlier, a project that we had constructed, I think, about 7 years ago, and they'll tie on to the 20-inch main that runs down there along in front of Newman Regional Health. And it'll go down Garfield to 7th Avenue over, it jogs over to Neosho, and then Neosho down underneath Highway 56th Avenue, and then underneath the railroad tracks. And at 1st Avenue, it will turn and go due east to East Street. And then at East Street, it'll go down to South Avenue, and South Avenue over and tie on to Peyton Street, and to the Peyton Street water line that we had constructed, I think, about 3 years ago. It'll tie on there. And at South Avenue, the water line we had constructed in there within the last year and a half.
Gotcha. So,
and it basically, it just makes a connection from the water tower with the project that we're currently doing, sure, all the way down to the water tower in Industrial Park 3 with new mains.
Gotcha. Jim, how significant is this for folks that have not really been paying attention, or they're kind of focused on their own neighborhood traffic flow? How important is this leg of the project and really what the work has been overall over the last 3 to 4 years?
Well, what it does is it creates some redundancy in our system and getting water down to Industrial Park 3. We probably see, in any given time, 35 to 45% of the city's demand happens down there in that area. And but the other thing is that it's not across 24 hours. I know they work 20 or they work three shifts often at Simmons, but the demand on the system at times can be a lot more concentrated and higher rather than kind of an average. The peaks go up quite a bit higher on the demand down there. So it really gives us the ability to serve the industries that are high water users in town. You know, it creates a good partnership with us and the workforce that we have down there in Industrial Park 3.
Well, you know, we have to look at Simmons' possible expansion out there too. So a lot of that comes into play to be ready. Well, Jim, we as always appreciate your time. A lot going on, and always look forward to having you on and keeping us up to date.
Ron and Chuck, thank you. I appreciate the time to explain some of the stuff we've got going on within the city.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, Emporia City Engineer Jim Ubert with us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment. Chuck?
Okay, don't forget we've got a Newsmaker 3 right after headlines as we talk about the Flint Hills